I like being married, because being married gives me the perfect excuse to not have to go to parties anymore, you know? And just be like, no, I can't go out tonight. I promised my wife I spend quality time with her. You know, and the truth is, I'm not a great husband. I'm just tired. Like, I'm not a young man anymore, all right? I'm not a young man anymore. Like, I know you guys can't tell because I'm Asian, but I'm 73 years old. Like, I'm actually 42, still doing pretty good, right? Thank you. Applause break for not dying, I appreciate that. No, I'm 42, which is not that old. You know, I'm not so old that if I died tomorrow, people wouldn't be curious as to how it happened. But I'm too old to party. Like, I'm too old to go to strip clubs now, right? Like, I have friends who still go to strip clubs, and it's just such a waste of money. I'm like, why would I go out and pay money to see naked women when I could stay at home where my wife is in the bath and she's not gonna bother me while I play video games? Strip clubs are for young people. They're for young people who can't afford nice clothes, so it doesn't matter if they get ruined by glitter. Like, here's the thing, the older you get, the worse strip clubs get, all right? Like, I recently had to go to a strip club, and like 10 minutes after we were there, my friend was like, we have to leave. That stripper has the same name as my daughter. I was like, dude, it's your fault for naming your kid Destiny. So I got married, I had to buy my wife a ring. That's a thing you have to do, right? The rings are so expensive, right? Because like diamonds are forever. I mean, so is a cast iron skillet. Can't buy a woman an engagement skillet. She gets real mad, you know? I was with my wife for 11 years before I proposed. I can feel all the women turning on me. No, you're not wrong. That's too long. That'd be like if I took a car out for a test drive and I drove down to Argentina, you know? But I think it's important that you're with somebody for a while, let the relationship ripen, right? 11 years, a little bit ripe. But I think it's better than the alternative. You know, I was recently doing a show and there was a bachelor party in the front row and I asked the groom how old he was. He said 21. Right? Like, that couple's not gonna make it. I was like, dude, I just met you. I do not approve of your life choices. Like, what are you doing, man? There's no reason to get married at 21 unless you're a devout but horny Catholic. That's it. And I was like, dude, why are you getting married so young? I gotta know. And he was like, look, man, when you know, you know. I was like, dude, you're 21. You know nothing. Like, no 21-year-old knows anything. I didn't know anything when I was 21. And I learned more about myself. I learned more about the world around me, you know, and I grew as a person, I changed, and that can affect a marriage, and that's why that couple's not gonna make it, you know? Like, here's the thing, I'm 42 now, I'm a comedian, full time, but when I was 21, I just finished a bachelor's in engineering, just starting a master's in engineering, so I have 2 degrees in engineering, and I'm not bragging, just trying to give you some context so you understand why my parents are so sad. When I was 21, I was an idealist. I was an optimist. I wanted to change the world. I became an environmental engineer. I designed systems to clean up oil spills. I did that for 20 years because I thought I could make the world a better place. But these clumsy billionaires keep spilling oil. The world is messed up right now, all right? Like, the oceans are full of garbage. All the bees are dying every time a tree burns down. A Nazi springs up in its place. The world is messed up right now. Like, look, my wife and I, we aren't going to have kids because of climate change. You guys see Greta Thunberg yelling at the UN? That little girl is mad. We don't need that kind of negative energy in our household.